You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, my brothers and sisters in arms, if you will. James Edwards was around for the first hour, but had to take off for some public speaking and some working with all of you in a delightful way. So good for him. We're playing double duty. James and I are kind of tag team, and I got the show. He's got the crew live in person. So you got to love that. And by the way, if you didn't get a chance to check out the last hour, you got to wait a little bit for it to be put up on the internet and then download the podcast. I'm telling you, incredible hour. James Edwards with Jared Taylor. Jared Taylor sues Twitter because they literally are playing games. It was an incredible hour. Check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org. It'll be up soon, and it's worthwhile to download and check out that hour, share it with your friends and more. Epic lawsuits going on. James sued, lost. Too bad we didn't have the money to continue that one. But Jared Taylor going to sue somebody. One of us, if we keep suing, is going to win. And we're going to seriously make a landmark case for our people and our cause and our purpose. It's going to be an epic opportunity that we can all get behind and be part of. So amran.com, if you want to support Jared Taylor and crew over there, you certainly can do so. If you want to get the broadcast archive and listen to that, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Now, I've got this hour, and James has graciously given me the opportunity to chat with you for three segments. Fourth segment of this hour, we're going to bring on Jack Ryan. But the three segments, I've got three segments and three topics to cover it in. And I'm grateful for the opportunity. You know, whenever you want to go off hardcore on politics, what James does is he grabs either Sam Bushman or the Bombardier, one of the two. And, you know, either of us can do the job. But I want to take off the gloves a little bit. James Taylor, Jared Taylor is a wonderful gentleman. But he, as James said, he's one of the most polite guys you'll ever meet. I'm a whole lot less polite. I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host. I do a radio program called LibertyRoundtable.com. I'm on the air. I used to be on the air 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day, 9 to 11 Eastern time every morning on your radio. But I've now extended my broadcast to 6 days a week. So 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Saturday. Liberty Roundtable Live, check it out. Anyway, I digress. But I'm telling you that if you want to get hardcore talk radio, it's Sam and Eddie that bring to you the political take off the gloves like no other. And I'm going to do just that. Jared's polite about Twitter. He says, hey, I'm suing them because they're not doing the right thing. He's spot on. He's right. He's absolutely right. However, I'm going to take off the gloves and I'm going to say, come down, you thugs from your ivory towers. Let's debate this in the public forum on CNN and Fox and everywhere the mainstream press is. I will skin you folks virtually alive on this Twitter discussion. You guys are absolutely dishonest thugs in the media. You're out of control and you're painting a flat out false news scenario. And either Donald's too dumb to catch you on this one or he's playing along. I don't know which, but Donald calls it fake news, and this is beyond fake news. This is the double standard height of hypocrisy that's got to absolutely be called on the carpet. Ladies and gentlemen, they're taking you for a magic carpet ride of absolute grand deception, a grand illusion bigger than Styx back in the day the rock and roll band ever thought of. I mean, this is absolutely psychosis on steroids. And how I don't get the American people not catching them at this and holding every politician up to the standard, raising the bar for solutions on this issue. Twitter is an absolute sham. So is Facebook and all these other new media services or these, quote, social media services. Let me break this down for you so you can kind of understand it in a meaningful way, all right? I'm done with this. I'm taking off the gloves. They run around and tell you there's a scenario where, well, by golly, the Russians were taking over Twitter and they were using Facebook and YouTube and Google and Instagram. And by golly, they were tampering with elections. And it's such a horrible thing. And by golly, we don't really know what to do. It was awful. And they just hacked everybody, and they literally tampered in the elections. And at the same time, these thugs in the media say there's no election fraud going on. At the same time, these thugs in the media act like they don't have the algorithmic reality or digital capability to stop the Russians. They literally shut down Jared Taylor, a well-known model citizen American, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Taylor doing a phenomenal job, always the polite gentleman, always scholarly in his research, always nothing but the diplomat in delivery, always the professional. And they literally shut down Jared Taylor because, by golly, Jared Taylor could be a threat to society somehow. Hate speech at the helm, they lie and claim. At the same time, they say, by golly, we couldn't really stop the Russians. We just don't know what happened there. You know, the Russians, it's a lie, folks. It's an absolute lie. They let the Russians go intentionally. They know their services are being manipulated and hacked by foreign agents. But they also really don't care about that. It's kind of why they want to use gun control to disarm you and me while we literally run around the world as the world's cop and we provoke using terrorist countries all the time. We train, we fund, and we arm terrorist organizations all the time. So why disarm the American people, but yet arm the enemies around the world? If you don't believe me, go research Operation Fast and Furious, and you'll know what I'm talking about. We literally had the government, the BATF, in bed with flowing guns across our southern border so that the Mexicans would be armed, Americans get shot, and the scandal erupts, and nobody is accountable. So they're really going to tell you that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, by golly, they got to shut down Jared Taylor. I don't know that Jared Taylor has a single crime in his life. He's a model citizen. We got to shut down Jared Taylor because, well, he's not using his free speech appropriately. But yet, by golly, we can't really catch the Russians. You know, they're hacking and manipulating elections, and they're really creating a big problem here. How does that work, folks? Do you really believe two sides of that coin? Do you really believe one's genuine and the other isn't? The fact is they want to shut down American citizens. They want to shut down us. They want to literally destroy the crown jewel of America. They want to destroy our morality. They want to divide and conquer us. They want a global government. And the only way they know how to do that is to destroy the crown jewel known as America. They want to tamper with our elections. They want to divide and conquer on every fault line they can find. That's their agenda. And you can see it in the mainstream press in bed with government. And where's Donald to defend Jared Taylor? All right. I don't believe the Russian story, because I believe if they wanted to stop it, they would just shut off the Russians' accounts just like they did Jared Taylor's. But they want the Russians to continue. They want election fraud and election tampering happening. They want that, folks. They don't want Jared Taylor on the internet and on these new social services, because if they did, they'd let him be on there and they'd shut down the Russians. But you can't have it both ways. Now, that's one double standard fake news reality check. I've got more on this to say, ladies and gentlemen. Because it gets worse if you dig in. I'll prove it to you in seconds. Do you believe in our First Amendment? If you do, hang tight, listen up, and I'll break it down just for you. I don't know if you want to say this, but I kind of consider myself a one-man think tank, ladies and gentlemen. How come no one else is bringing up the double standard as I am? How come no one else is going to bring up the details of the First Amendment like I'm willing to? This is the Political Cesspool Radio Program.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Sam Butchman filling in for James Edwards, taking out the gloves, breaking it down like no other just for you, ladies and gentlemen. This lie about Twitter that, oh my goodness, we can shut down Jared Taylor in about 2 seconds. And we can say he, as a model citizen, doesn't have the right to free speech and to his First Amendment. Because we, what, disagree with him? Wow. And then, hey, by golly, there was a Russian election tampering. We've been trying to prove it for over a year. Oh, it turns out the people that were involved in it, along with the Russians, are Facebook and Twitter, but they couldn't really shut down the Russians. Oh, no. By golly, the Russians are just too good at hacking and jacking, and by goodness, we don't. Okay, that double standard lie, ladies and gentlemen, is bogus. How can anybody fall for it? Why don't they give Jared Taylor the opportunity to speak and shut down the Russians? But the truth is, they want to do the opposite. They want to promote the Russian election tampering because it destroys the crown jewel, America, the United States, with a divide and conquer tactic, with a disinformation tactic, with a magician's tactic of watch the left hand while the right hand does the work lie, right? All right, now, it gets worse. And let me explain to you how. Do you believe in the First Amendment? I do. I absolutely, unequivocally do. Even when people disagree with me, I'll go to the death for the right for people to express their views and have their conscience, their most sacred of private property, defended. Whether I agree or disagree with the point doesn't matter. I agree with their opportunity and responsibility to have the right of their own conscience and to speak and think and write and believe as they choose. All right? Now, here's the question. They claim to you that the Russians need to be arrested because they used Facebook and Twitter. Right? But Facebook and Twitter doesn't hack elections, doesn't manipulate votes, doesn't tamper with voting machines, doesn't, all it does is let one use free speech to make statements about anything we choose. The former phrase for Twitter was, "What are you doing?" Right? And then you were supposed to just put this 140-character thing, what are you doing? Then it turned into an incredible news site, and they changed it to what's happening. Well, I got a question for you. Is the First Amendment only for Americans? Is there like a digital virtual border around the United States that say, hey, the people inside this area, they have their right to free speech, of course, except for Jared Taylor. Oh, no. Right?
Okay, do the Russians have the right to free speech too? Do we believe in the First Amendment for Russians? And what about Twitter and Facebook? Are these global, quote, social networking systems? So let's say that Russian, Vladimir, whoever, gets on Twitter and says, hey, I think the Americans are nuts. I think the shooting in Florida was a fake. I think Donald Trump's a charlatan. I think Hillary Clinton's a rapist accomplice. I think, and they run around and say what they want to say all day long. Now, do they have the right to do that? Do they have the right to express their free speech? I think the answer is an unequivocal, undebatable yes. If that's true, then why are we saying they tampered in our elections? Why are we saying they somehow committed something wrong or dishonest or evil? Now, let's say they have fake accounts. Let's say they create a bot, an internet computer that knows how to watch for key phrases when everybody else is in the news and in Twittering and Instagramming and Facebooking and whatever you want to say, right? And they have a bot smart enough that whenever they see the word abortion, they go, hey, hashtag don't kill babies, hashtag kill all the babies. And they play both sides of that coin and they just absolutely promote what we would call propaganda. Hey, do your free speech rights stop at whether you consider it propaganda or not? Are the thought police going to decide what's propaganda and what's not, what's fake news and what's not, what's a general belief of one's conscience? Your most sacred of property rights? Okay, who's going to decide all this, right? And that, my fellow Americans, is the crux of the issue. We're going to shut down Jared Taylor. We're going to claim the Russians took over the system, and by golly, what a horrible thing it was. But both Jared Taylor and the Russians have every right to say and think and believe and tweet and Facebook and Instagram, anything they want, fake news or not, honest or not, propaganda or not. The United States, through the FBI and the CIA, has been known to promote propaganda in foreign countries big time. We've influenced elections across the globe big time. And we somehow act like the Russians don't have their First Amendment rights via the global social networking modern day equivalent of free speech pulpits like you've never seen before. It's the ultimate soapbox, is it not? Well, who says the American gets shut down but the Russians promoted? That's what happened. If you believe their false, dishonest narrative, the issue is honesty. But I say the Russian and Jared Taylor and everybody else should be able to express their beliefs as they so choose. They have the right of conscience. They should have the right to express that right of conscience via the written word, 140 characters or more, via public speaking or more. Now, let's say I decide, hey, I think Vladimir Putin's a thug. Or I think Vladimir Putin's a wonderful gentleman. And so let's say that I start tweeting things like this. Hey, vote for Vladimir next election in Russia. Or I say, hey, good for the Russians because they're promoting Christianity more than we are, sad to say. Good for the Russians. Now, am I tampering in the Russians' elections? Do I have the right to influence the Russian people via Twitter and Facebook and Instagram towards a Christian point of view that I believe in? Or can the Russians arrest me and say that I was election tampering or tampering with their culture and their society? Where do the lines get drawn here? Ladies and gentlemen, if we allow the free speech of the Russians to be shut down, they're coming for you and me next. Make no mistake, my fellow Americans. You know what? Fool me once, blame it on you. Fool me twice, and I'm an idiot, right? I'm telling you right now, this is an epic crushing of First Amendment rights like you have never seen. Christians and conservatives and constitutionalists and people who believe in white heritage and many, many, many others are being shut down big time. And then we literally arrest the Russians for supposed election tampering when they at the same time run around and say there is no vote fraud. I don't understand why the Russians don't have the opportunity for free speech. And if we're not going to defend the free speech rights of other folks around the world, who will, my fellow Americans? See, the crown jewel is America, where free speech was considered the First Amendment. Why the First Amendment? Because we realized first you better be able to say and think and act and behave and whatever you choose. And you have the right to do that. Now, there's lines to that. You don't have the right to promote criminal activity and things. I get it. But in the name of free speech, I mean, hey, if you want to murder a baby and promote the murder of babies called abortion, you have the right to promote that agenda, right? But Jared Taylor doesn't have the right to say, I believe in godly heritage for white people, and I believe I'd like to preserve that heritage, and okay, whatever he wants to say. How come he's shut down? Now, have you heard since the, quote, election tampering by the Russians? Have you heard that all their accounts have been shut down? No. You heard a couple people got arrested. They might still be tweeting from jail, right? What I'm telling you is this is an absolute fraud perpetrated on the American people. We're not smart enough to see what the magician's doing. They're playing double standards. They're literally violating the First Amendment around the world. And they're taking away, in my opinion, the global soapbox called the internet. I can use it via radio like I'm doing right now. We can do it via Twitter, 140 characters, now 280 characters at a time. You can do it on Facebook. You can do it on Instagram with photos and pictures. This is a new media taking center stage moment like you've never seen before. And I don't blame the Russians for trying to influence how America goes. If I was the Russians, I'd influence America and every other country in the world to be more Christian. I'd influence more countries to embrace the First Amendment and celebrate free speech, agree or disagree with the speech given. Celebrate each person's right to their own conscience, to advocate for what they believe. And if we turn our backs on that, ladies and gentlemen, it will not be long until our speech is gone. See, as Keith Alexander and others always point out, when it's their values, then they appeal to our values and say, we should have a right to speak too. We should have a right. We should have a right. Give us a chance in the public square. And then once they get the upper hand and once they gain the control, they say, hey, we appealed to your values when you were in control. Now it's our values. Sit down, shut up, and if you keep it up, we'll kill you. That's how these people play. They're crazy. Expose it for what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Who broke it? Who's willing to tell you the tale like I am, huh? Is there anybody speaking out this boldly, this nobly, this independently as the Political Cesspool Radio program? I think not. Second Amendment follows the first. We'll talk about it in seconds.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Come on in, ladies and gentlemen. The water's fine. Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards, busted out and going on a tear regarding Twitter and the double standard dishonesty going on. The issue is honesty, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm telling you, who's willing to break it down like me? Anybody else willing to speak out so boldly, nobly, and independently as the Political Cesspool Radio program and Sam Bushman and others on this? Thanks, James, for letting me speak out on this. But I'm telling you right now, what if a Russian tweeted all the tweets, Donald tweets? Would they be arrested right now? What if I did? Would they shut my account down? See the double, triple, crazy standards going on? It's out of control. Speaking of that, what's out of control is the lies. The dishonest press in bed with government at all levels covering up the Florida shooting reality check, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, the role of police corruption in the Florida shooting is out of control. If there's any lesson learned, it has nothing to do with preventing 18-year-olds from buying guns or any of that garbage. There are explosive details regarding this story that the mainstream press is covering up. Did you know that the Broward County Police, now they're calling it Coward County, by the way, they did what the Miami police have been caught doing before as well. They made a deal with a school district to prevent arrests. In other words, to hide student criminal arrests and prevent them from being arrested in an effort for the district to show proof that there's improved student behavior, and that way they can gain additional funding. This in part explains how the 39 police visits to the home of Nicholas Cruz ended up in no prosecution and, well, ineffective mental health counseling. Do you understand what I mean? I'm telling you right now, there was a contract back in 2013 where the cops in bed with government schools, in bed with a bunch of people, the Department of Family Services, etc., they all created this contract that said, listen, we're not going to arrest all these kids for criminal activity or give them records. We're just going to bury it up and put them on psychotropic drugs, and we're going to go ahead and just counsel them. And well, no wonder all these things were missed, right? We need to talk about the real discussion of the failure of government from the Sheriff's Department all the way to the FBI. And this lie that they're able to protect us. As Pastor Chuck Baldwin wisely pointed out, hey, this idea that we think it's the police's job to protect us, or that professional law enforcement officers are qualified to protect us, or citizens should not bear arms because it's the job of the cops to protect us, or statements to that effect is bogus. All right. The shooting proves the absolute fallacy of those statements. Look, these people all got in bed together, from the local sheriff's office to the government school there to the Department of Family Services, all the way up to the FBI. And they missed dozens and dozens of opportunities to stop this guy. Right. Constitutional Attorney John Whitehead even wrote about this. And he said, hey, armed and dangerous. If police don't have to protect the public or they're not capable of doing so, what good are they? Said the attorney. In other words, police forces can't be held liable at all for not protecting folks. After a shooting spree, every time they want to push for gun control, they want to take the guns away from people who didn't even do it. Scott Israel, he's the sheriff down there of Coward County. He's busy hiding behind these, quote, court rulings, absolving law enforcement from any liability whatsoever here. Okay, now understand that the sheriff's deputy refused to engage the shooter. Four other deputies supposedly didn't go in and take on the shooter either. But now we find out Scott Israel is lying. The sheriff, the guy's name is Scott Peterson, says, wait a minute, the reason I didn't go on is because there was shooting outside. Funny how nobody died outside, though. What's up with that? And furthermore, ladies and gentlemen, if all these people didn't go in after all the other, quote, failed systems, from the sheriff to the government school to the FBI, for crying out loud, if all that failed and then now they don't go in to engage the shooter and protect life, you got to ask why. Well, there's some first responder personnel that say because we were told to stand down. That's why. Now you've got a situation where the FBI knew about this kid multiple times. You literally have the sheriff's department knowing about it multiple times. You literally have people not going in to engage the shooter and stop this crime. You literally have people saying we were told to stand down. What gives? What gives? All right, I don't understand it all except to say this. It's a massive cover-up, and the goal is to push for gun control. I don't know all the details about this. Okay? Because they say Scott Peterson has been called a coward or worse. But if he was told to stand down, who told him to stand down? Why would they give an order like that? Scott Israel said that he felt sick about his deputy's failure to go in there. But now we find out, hey, Scott Israel made a deal with the government schools and with the Family Department of Services to not arrest these children, not give them criminal records. The politically correct sheriff who makes grandstanding appearances before Muslim organizations. That's right. Did you know that he has an Arab-speaking deputy that literally works for CARE? And one of these deputies is part of the Muslim mafia. You heard me. One of the deputies in Coward County works for the Muslim mafia, the CARE group. And he literally gave gun training to one of the radical mosques right here in the United States. You don't believe me? Go back and listen to my radio program, Liberty Roundtable Live. Go to libertyroundtable.com. Look for the Art Moore interview. WND.com. Art Moore breaks it down like no other. All right? Tons of people did not engage the shooter. First responders weren't allowed to go in. Now CNN reports that the Coral Springs police officers claim others were not allowed to go in. What's up? Why? Now, some were stunned and angered why they didn't go in. But so much for the gun control argument that cops will protect you now. They drafted Donald into this now. And they basically said, Donald, we've got to stop the guns. Oh, my goodness, we've got to do something, Donald. And Donald literally fell for their lies, ladies and gentlemen. You don't believe me? Here's what Donald had to say now. Listen carefully to what Donald Trump says.
In the possession or of might individual. Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Take the guns first, due process second. Have you ever heard a president, and I'm talking about all the liberals along the way as well, have you ever heard a president go so far as to say, take the guns first, due process second? They already do take the cash first and due process never in asset forfeiture dishonest laws. Ladies and gentlemen, they're violating our rights, and Donald Trump literally said, hey, take the guns first, due process second. Now you can say, well, Sam, in an emergency situation, that, you know, that's what he's talking about here. No, no, no. He's talking about in general, because he's acting like in this case, we didn't have time to stop this guy. You got to act now. Now, I get it. If some wacko's got a gun in your face, hey, you got to disarm this guy, and then you can work on his due process. I get an emergency live situation. That's different. And we all know it. But Donald's talking about they acted like they didn't have enough time to stop this guy. They literally had American people calling the FBI, calling the sheriff's department, begging for this guy to be stopped. They said that he was going to go on a tear. It was literally written down on new media or on social service, social networking sites that he wanted to become a shooter, a professional shooter in a government school. They knew this. And we don't need to deny anybody's due process rights. Well, Donald doubled down on that at first. And then he got attacked so hard by the NRA, now that he's backing off from that statement. But what a shame on the Donald. I'm telling you right now, he's blown around by every wind of confusion because he's not grounded in constitutional principles. He's not grounded in the principles of God, family, and country, and my God-given unalienable right of self-defense. That's the problem with the Donald. So I get that Donald's done a lot of good, and I'll give him credit for a lot of the good that he's done. But I'm also going to absolutely come unglued and unequivocally take him on when he literally wants to pretend that due process is second. Have you lost your mind in the Republic, my friend? Yeah, don't let Sam speak then. Just take him to jail and give him his due process later. He dared to stand up in the new media taking center stage and admit Donald's a charlatan for trying to steal my guns. The guy's crazy. But he backed off, thank heavens. You got to have a moral compass, ladies and gentlemen. All right, too much of this hardcore news. Let's get Jack Ryan on and have some fun, shall we? You are listening to the Political Cesspool Radio Program. I'm Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And if you want to hear that Art Moore interview, proving one of the deputies is part of the Muslim Mafia, libertyroundtable.com.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
My friends, know what's in store.
All right, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Ryan takes to the airwaves. Welcome back, my friend, to Political Cesspool Radio.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, what's your theme tonight, buddy?
Okay, my themes are the specific ways our adversaries and media lie. That's my theme.
So what do you mean? Why would they do a thing like that?
So most of our listeners or readers of Occidental Ascent would think that the mainstream media is dishonest, that it's hostile, that it hates Southerners, hates traditional Catholics.
Boy, howdy.
Insults working class and poor white Americans, and that they lie a lot, and also promote lying, deceptive, neoconservative Zionist wars against Iraq, Syria, Serbia, and the Russians. But I'm here tonight to try to introduce some subjects to say specifically the ways that our adversaries lie. And this is it's an academic subject. It's called logic. And I want to present some of these ideas so that our listeners can see the specific ways that they lie, identify them, and react appropriately.
All right, we'll do it in just seconds, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to give you a little teaser so it went along with the song and made sense for folks. The specific ways they lie. But first, you got a book recommendation, right?
Okay, my book recommendation is by the writer V.S. Naipaul. It's A Turn in the South. And I recommend really all the books of V.S. Naipaul. He is an Indian from Indian ancestry. He grew up in the West Indies, and he writes about places where the Europeans have left after colonialism in Africa. And because of his race, he can go places we can't go, to Pakistan or Iran, and he writes very interesting. And this is a book about the South. He just goes there and walks around, and it's very complimentary of the South to both black and white Southerners in tradition. So that's my recommendation, A Turn in the South. My movie recommendations this week, the theme is slapping and spanking. Two movies, John Wayne's The Quiet Man and Kiss Me, Kate, where there's lots of issues of healthy young people where the women are slapping the man and the man is spanking the woman, and I highly recommend both activities.
In the movies and in real life, right?
Absolutely. Never hit a lady. Hillary Clinton ain't a lady, but yeah, I just think that slapping a man and spanking a gal, it just leads to romance and increases the birth rate, which we want to do.
And you know what else it does is it really, in my opinion, appropriately balances power, right?
Yeah, well, in the war between the sexes, there's a lot of, people going over to the other side. So let's do it, fight fair, and let's make love, not war, a little both. And I highly recommend. I recommend Partner Dancing, but I also highly recommend the movie in Quiet Man, John Wayne's best, and the play. And then they did a good movie version of it, Kiss Me, Kate. There's a play within a play, The Taming of the Shrew. Just great. It's Hollywood in the 50s at its best. Really highly recommend it.
Now, let's kind of break it down, though, a little bit. The Quiet Man, really, we're talking about a real man, right?
He's a real man. And I think, the best Irish. St. Patrick's Day is coming up, so it's the best Irish-American theme one. I'm kind of down on the Irish, particularly in Chicago. They've become just very PC leftist. They've given up. They voted for homosexual marriage equality in Ireland. They're always willing to take the one spot. The only heterosexual white guy they allowed to speak at the Democratic National Convention was the Irish mayor of Boston. But this, The Quiet Man, is America's best, Irish America is best, and you should have it as a permanent movie in your collection to come out. So can we get on to the themes about
the absolutely, the ways they lie, people.
Okay, so these are logistical fallacies. Now list some of them right now. Ad hominem straw man, ad Hitlerium, false dilemma, either or fallacy, slippery slope, red herring, begging the question, bandwagon, argumentum ad populum, appeals to false authority. So this is a field which you could just study, and it's very much, I would say, it's like a baseball player that can hit the fastball, and then he goes up to weights, and they're doing these new pitchers that are doing tricks. They're doing curveballs, sliders, knuckleballs, and it's tricky, and he doesn't understand it. But after a while, when he studies it, he starts to figure it out. He starts to be able to pick up the curve. And if you learn these fallacies, you can see how our enemies and our traitors lie to us, and then you can counter them. So I don't have time in the 5 minutes or something tonight to do this whole course, but I encourage our listeners to study them, study the logistical fallacy. So I'll list a couple of them right now. Particularly, one of the two biggest ones are the ad hominem attack and the false dilemma. So we know that our own James Edwards was slandered by this Michigan newspaper where they said, you don't have to listen to his views about immigration or crime or foreign wars because he's a terrible man. He's an evil man. He's a racist. Plus, he supports or he's a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. And so we sued James Edwards. He's not a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. We've gone in there. But the Michigan Supreme Court said, well, maybe he's not a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, but he has some of the positions that some Ku Klux Klan person would be against: homosexual, rapist, cannibalism or something. So it's okay. So that's an ad hominem attack, is that you don't have to listen.
And they loosely did that by just saying it's the company he keeps, right?
Yeah, it is. But it's an ad hominem attack, is that you don't listen to the person's argument. So Orwell said freedom begins with the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4. So if I, you, or James Edwards says, 2 + 2 = 4, our enemies will scream, no, that's not true. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4 because he's such a terrible person. He's a racist. He's a fascist. One part of this ad hominem is to try to say that your enemy is Hitler or like Hitler. And they did this for the war against Iraq or Syria. They said Saddam is same as Hitler. He's like Hitler. They're trying to incite a war against Syria, saying that Assad is gassing little children. That's a reference to the alleged atrocities in World War II. So that's a separate form of the ad hominem attack, is the ad Hitlerium attack, that you don't have to listen to their arguments because they're like Hitler or they are Hitler. Now, the other fallacy I want to bring up tonight, I don't have that much time, is the false dilemma. It's the either-or fallacy. And this is a big problem that we have with the two-party system that came into our country. General Washington, President Washington, warned about us that we were getting into these two factions. A parliamentary system would be much better. You'd have better options. But now you just have two options. And they set it up as saying, well, which would you rather have, Jeb Bush, George Bush, or Hillary Clinton? These are the only two choices. And in life, you have other two choices. So, Sam, I want to ask you tonight, who do you think is the most beautiful woman in the United States? Is it Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan or Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Who is the most beautiful woman?
I can't choose my wife and say, see? Yeah, it's the Hegelian dialectic on steroids, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. So they're always giving you two choices, which are both bad. And they do this in the media all the time, is they set up two, and then they'll do a fake conservative, a George Will, or some god-awful neoconservative is the only one. And they try to just say that you only have these two choices, where in real life, you have other choices. You can have a pro-American foreign policy, sensible immigration laws, or sensible gun rights. And so those are two of the biggest ones. But there's lots of other ones, that the slippery slope bandwagon, the appeals to authority, and they try to bring out Bruce Springsteen to say he's for Hillary Clinton, and everyone loves Bruce Springsteen, and we should go for them. Or they support some god-awful neoconservative war, and they bring out Hank Williams Jr. or Ted Nugent or Toby Keith and saying, we got to fight them. And so these are fallacies. These are ways that our enemies lie. And I just encourage our listeners to just study logic and start getting into it. And once you can understand why they're lying, you can counter them.
One of the other things they do, too, is they things like this. Anyone with a brain would understand or think this way. You agree, right, Jack?
Sure.
It's not that blatant, but it's reality of how they do it, where you're marginalized if you don't go along.
Yeah, it's just the bandwagon where you go with the flow. And everyone's for this. Everyone believes that unrestricted immigration is good for America. And everyone believes that Harvey Weinstein and the meathead, who is the guy that Rob Reiner in Hollywood should be determining our culture and stuff. Everyone believes that. And you're supposed to go along with the bandwagon. So these are fallacies. These are ways they lie. And I like to encourage our people to study them and counter them. And when someone says that Sam or James or I are Hitler, well, how do you respond to that? How do you say Saddam Hussein is Hitler or you're Hitler? How do you respond to that?
Yeah, when did you stop beating your wife, right?
Yeah, right. Well, Hitler died in 1945. Saddam Hussein's not Hitler. He's not Mary Tyler Moore. So I try to present this when I opposed the war in Tennessee in the early 90s. Got somewhere, but I'm one guy standing up against this huge propaganda machine. So we've got big problems. We don't control our media. Our media is controlled by ethnic mafia as a monopoly, and they can push this stuff out and they can use these fallacies and they can do that. So I encourage our listeners to study logic and try to counter them.
Now, when we talk about the ways they lie, it's kind of like the ways to sin, says the Bible. Oh, let me count the ways. You can't even count them. There's so many. But the truth shall set us free, Jack.
Well, the truth should set us free. But you also just, you gotta fight. You got to know how to fight lying, dirty people. So my view is, like, maybe it doesn't mean that we're not going to be able to lie as well as our adversaries, particularly this ethnic Ashkenazi group, but we don't have to be so honest. We don't have to be such a chump that we get hustled and things like that. So I'd like to be a little bit more, you know, fight, not really dirty, but be able to get down there with these liars and contest them. And I think too many of our people, we're too clean, we're too honest, we're too trusting. We don't ever want to cause a trouble.
Amen. We're flat out of time. Thank you, sir. Godspeed.
Okay, thanks.